Welcome to the video. It is the 26th of February, 2023. Let's get a video here. Pidgey. Look at how healthy this bird's getting. Remember how sick and decrepit that bird was when I first got it as a baby? It was probably hours away from death. All right, let's get into the question here. This is from the DrewAndRyder.com coaching group. If you want one-on-one coaching, we've got over 605 people I coach daily now in the group. All right, so if you've got one-on-one questions, boom, let's do it. Got a question here from Corey. I have Crohn's disease. I've seen videos of yours in the past that have mentioned that you used to have Crohn's as well, but don't anymore. I was under the impression that's a chronic disease with no cure. How did you manage to beat it? I have under control with medication for the last 15 years, but I'd love to get off the meds. Is it possible? Also, do you think either the Crohn's or the medication I'm on could be the reason why I'm really struggling with losing weight at 46 years of age? So you're same age as me. I'm not wearing any pants right now, so I can't really stand up and do an ab flex because it might show a bit too much banana. But actually, this is a clip of me from 2 days ago, so you can sort of see how lean I am. I have been eating plant-based over the past couple of years. Your protocols over the past year or so. I'm feeling great, but struggling with the weight loss. In fact, I've put on 3 kilos or 4 kilos over the last couple of years. Currently 84 kgs. I'd like to be higher to mid-70s. You can lean. Look how lean I am. We're the same age, man. We're the same age, okay? I don't know how tall you are, though. I mean, you might look better to women at 84 kilos. You know what I mean? So, but obviously, as a runner or cyclist, you'd perform better, you know, low 60s. But I don't know how tall you are. So, circle back with that in the comments. Like, let us know how tall you are. What is your goal? If your goal is to have more females thinking, yeah, I want to smash, then your weight's going to want to go up, okay? If you want to smash people in running and cycling, then yeah, you got to weight go down for where you're at, okay? So let's get into it. So there is no cure for Crohn's, okay? There's no cure for Crohn's. Like, you know, what the doctor says is what is, that's the real deal, all right? Stop trying to question the doctor, okay? That they're the doctor. They went to university. That they know how it is. And if they say it's uncurable and you have to take the medication with side effects, big side effects, just how it is. It's just genetics, okay? Why does we get it's just genetics. Nothing to do with your diet. Absolutely nothing to do with your diet, your lifestyle. It's just genetics, okay? Don't question me. I'm the doctor, okay? Here's your script. Okay, carry on. I've got more patients coming. Carry on. Go away out there. Go to the waiting room. Okay. Yeah. That's the deal, man. Let's cut your colon out. Let's give you a little shit bag. You know the hardest thing about having a little colostomy bag? Matching the shoes. Find a bag to match the shoes. Coming out from Doggy. You know, like, it's just, that's the deal, man. That is the deal, okay? There is no such thing as a cure for Crohn's, all right? There's no such thing as a cure for asthma, type 2 diabetes, cancers. If these things go into remission, they were just simply misdiagnosed. You know what I mean? Have you had your fifth booster yet? I'm concerned if you haven't. Please get vaccinated today, all right? Get it in there. The doctor says you should do it, okay? What's that? You want some testosterone? No. No, you can't take that. You can't increase your testosterone levels. How dare you? What's that? You're a 14-year-old girl with some acne, and you want to smash fuckboys raw, not worth getting to have a baby. Here's estrogen, progesterone pill. Here's a contraceptive pill, 14-year-old girl. No worries. How long are you on that for the next 20 years? Breast cancer risk? What? Look, don't ask me questions. I'll ask you questions. Thanks very much. Now, go in the waiting room. You have to be your own adult, all right? We have to be our own, what's the word? We have to take responsibility for ourselves, all right? Why I am as I am today is because I listen to certain people, and actually, I listen to everyone, all right? I listen to the people who I'm thinking, fuck, you've got no idea, but I'm going to listen anyway because I want to see, maybe you got something you can help me with, okay? But here's the thing is, like, I have the results, you know, like, the money, the women, the lifestyle. I have those results because I listen to certain people and I unlisten to certain other people, okay? So when it comes to Crohn's disease, when people say there's no cure for that, you know, because you mustn't have had it because there's no cure for that. And if you change your diet and lifestyle, that doesn't mean anything for your digestion. Food combining's a myth, all right? Food combining's a myth. It doesn't matter what you eat in what combination of. Let me check if this is recording. Okay, it's recording. There's, you know, like, it. ask any doctor, ask any nutritionist, dietitian. Does food combining, is that a rule? Does it matter in what order you eat your food, eat your meals? Like if you have, let's say the average person out there is going to go to KFC, you know, or the McDonald's, or has some fast fatty food, and then they have their freaking diet drink with that. Because it's not all the fat you eat in your fast food, it's the sugar you have in your Coke that's making you obese. It's not the 200 grams of fat a day you eat. No. It's making you fat. It's the little few tablespoons of sugar in the Coke. So we'll cut that. Drink Diet Coke, we'll get you skinny. Oh, you're not skinny yet, gee. I don't know, it must be just for genetics. Nothing to all the fatty foods you eat. So anyway, you have these people eating their fatty foods, and then they're like, oh, watermelon. I feel like some watermelon. So they have a bowl of watermelon. And they're like, oh my God, my guts are about to explode. Oh, go to the doctor, go to the dietitian. Oh, you've got fructose malabsorption issues. You can't eat watermelon. Eat a balanced diet, chicken for protein. Oh, you're 490 kilos? Yeah, you need more protein. You keep eating those healthy fats. 490 kilos, let's go up to 500 kilos. Yeah, this is the fucking nonsense out there, man. Oh, let's starve you on 1,000 calories. Oh, so you got depression? Oh, no, you got depression now. Okay, let's give you these pills. Oh, so your dick doesn't work? And your girlfriend's fucking the postman and the milkman? Oh, gee, that's a bit unfortunate. We'll give you stronger depression tablets. You know what I mean? Oh, what's that? Your weight's going up. Oh, you're taking my dietary advice, now you're 690 kilos. Okay, let's do a gastric bypass. Let's put the stent on your gut there, your sleeve. Let's sleeve your gut down. So you can just keep going to your KFC and keep eating that stuff and keep thinking it's just genetics. It's money, people, okay? It's money. It's the industries. They don't tell you the truth. A lot of them don't know the truth. Most of them don't want to know the truth, okay? Because That's how they make their money. That's how they afford the big houses. You know, that's how they make the millions. Okay? I make money off selling people shoes and health advice and coaching people weight loss. Things I love doing, right? I love wearing good shoes. I love helping people help themselves. I love when people write me back and go, wow, this is gone. My life's changed forever. Thank you very much, Mr. Harley. That is what I get off on, okay? I love selling bike. I just love the whole life. I love my fucking life, man. I love being honest with people with their health and fitness. I fucking love it, man. I wake up early in the morning. I get out late at night. I don't get as much sleep as I should be getting. But I love it either way. Because it's not work for me. It's all play. You know, so that's the deal. Like, it's just, I changed my diet. I changed the way I eat foods. I don't eat fruit. If I'm going to have rice for lunch, then I don't have fruit after that. Because I know that, you know, it's just my genetics. Then my gut's going to feel like, bruh, and it's going to be feel bloated as heck. Okay? Like, food combining matters, man. What you eat matters. If you're eating more than 10 grams of fat a day as an adult, you're really burdening your body with excess fat that your gut and that has to digest. Okay? 10 grams of fat a day. Now, if you're an athlete, if you're underweight, then yeah, you're probably going to need more fat, otherwise you're just going to waste away. But if you're the average person, if you, like here, Corey, our friend, who wants to drop weight, not saying he has to drop weight, I don't know what he looks like, I don't know what his goals are, but let's say your goal is to lose body fat, eating more than 10 grams of fat a day is totally fucking counterproductive, all right? That's like me selling shoes at less than cost if my goal is profits. It's like, what? Where's the logic there? Selling my shoes at less than cost. Look, where's the logic there, all right? On StockX, it's not like I'm... It's just eating more fat when the goal is to lose fat is like, oh, but fat fills me up and I eat less. But all you're doing is you're training your body to store more fat in the long term because you're actually in a starvation situation now and your TSH is going to go up. I see all the blood tests. I've read over 1,000 or plus blood tests, all right? TSH goes up when carbs go down and fat goes up, or just fat goes up in general. Because you're not getting enough carbohydrate. You're not absorbing the carbs properly. You're having insulin resistance. Your weight's going to go up long term. And then you have to do more dieting. And more calories in, more calories out. And the people who buy into and believe that it's calories in, calories out, notice how they grip onto that belief so strongly, because they have to starve themselves. Because if they stop starving themselves, their weight's going to go boom, blow up. And in some cases, that's going to be a good thing, because these people would look better with more weight on them. Okay, some people are just like too skinny and just too, what's the word, depressed or apathetic, not getting enough carbs, so their potential. I'm like, you got so much potential, you're young, or you got this, or you got that, or you look like this. What are you doing? You're just sitting, spending most of the day just calculating your food, you know, and counting how many calories you burn, which is impossible to do, really. People say, hang on, but you just said count calories, count fat calories. You can do that by avoiding fatty foods. And if you're just eating fruit, or if you're doing my protocols, then if you're eating my diet, then your fat intake's generally mostly going to be under 10 grams a day, okay? If you're on my coaching group, you follow my ebooks, you're going to eat under 10 grams a day. The weight's just going to fucking drop off for you. And if you're food combining, you're going to have the flatter stomach, okay? Look at my stomach in that shot I just showed you before. Like, that's my daily morning reality. Now, if I wanted the biggest, puffiest gut, I would just miscombine foods. I'd have more fats, cashew nuts and pepita pumpkin seeds and sesame seeds, and then I'd mix it with watermelon and throw in some fresh figs there, some dried figs, throwing some durian. Just throwing as much combinations of fruit as possible. My gut would be like, oh, blah, blah. Oh, you know, like, oh, that's just genetics. Like, if I get my fist and smash it against the wall as hard as I can, and all these bones break, oh, that's just genetics. It's not because it was a bad idea punching the brick wall full force. It's not because food eating all these combinations of food is a bad idea. It's just genetics. It's again, but there's industries out there. Do you know how much money all these illnesses break in? And they are illnesses. They're dis-ease. Dis-ease. We're doing the wrong things and we're not feeling the ease. Okay. My life is all about ease. I diss the ease. No, I diss the disease. Don't worry, I'm not going to be a rapper. You saw why I couldn't. But that's the deal, man. Crohn's is like Mr. Beast. Mr. Beast out there. All right? Mr. Beast. Mr. Beast's Crohn's. Like, this guy's got so much money, so much clout. So when he walks into a gastroenterologist's office, they're just thinking, yeah, baby. Rare baby. Let's make it rain. Let's make it rain. Mr. Beast is in town. Yeah. You know what I mean? This industry, man. It's like all the docs I saw, you know. Blah, blah, blah. Even Freely, Leanne. Yeah. I helped her get her red gut issues as well. She was the same thing. She's actually probably worse than me. And look at her stomach now. When she was living with me. Flat. Great. Fantastic. Squat on the toilet. Strict food combining. Do the fitness protocols I recommend. Boom, it's going away. Digestion's very, very influenced by activity level, okay? Activity level. If you're in my coaching group, we'll give you the best exercises for that. But you have to work your body, all right? You have to be a freaking David Goggins on painkillers and excess stimulants and stuff like that. But I'm saying you have to have a little bit of activity level. The body's designed to move, like the lymphatic system getting it cleansed. That's why these people out there who do Robert Morse, etc., a doctor, he's not a fucking doctor. And same with Dr. Eric Bird. They're not fucking real doctors. They're quacks, all right? And you notice the people who follow Morse or follow Berg, or Morse is better because he promotes fruit, but the dude still looks like a dodgy car salesman drunkard from Kansas. And Eric Bird's just a Scientology, you know, cult dude. But we're all part of cults, but that's cults, I'd say, probably negative. Especially the sugar's bad cult, keto cult. And both of their followers, what Berg followers have and what Morse followers have is they both got fucked digestions, all right? Because they're both told food combining doesn't matter, take these little pills, take these little herbs, take these little blah, 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 don't do any sport. Actually, you can't do any sport because you're in ketosis or you're eating a couple of carrots a day or half a banana and a handful of blueberries. That's all you need. That's all you need. I've seen breatharians. I've seen sun gazers. It's all you need. My name's Dr. Morse and I'm freaking drinking. I'm drinking bottles of whiskey a day of all the money I make from all these orthorexic noobs out there. Eric Bird Watch the videos that Eric Berg's son made about him. You know, so there's people out there taking these people's advice, getting screwed over financially. But who cares about the money? Money, yeah. You, if your health gets screwed over, now you're lost. Now you've lost. Now you're really losing. If your energy's getting screwed over, now you're really losing. So Crohn's disease, it is not curable. It's like, you know, it's like if I start smoking cigarettes and I'm coughing my lungs and I stop cigarette smoking and my lungs clear out, what do you call that? You know, does that mean I've got weak lungs? If you're eating the wrong foods, if you're too sedentary, if you're taking certain medications that cause stomach issues, if you're eating bad food combinations and you're having digestive upset, is that genetics? You know what I mean? So it's like people have to understand that you don't talk to these doctors or whatever and try to convince them. These people, if it's their profession, how are you going to convince them? Their profession is to not be convinced. Right? Their income depends on them not being convinced. So you're not going to go convince them. Because once they're convinced and that they had integrity, like, shit, I've been chopping people up for no reason. I could have changed their diet and lifestyle. But here's the thing, is most doctors and surgeons out there don't give people options because most people don't want options. They don't want the truth. 99% of people want lies. They want comforters. They don't want the cold, hard health and fitness truth. That's fact. 99%. That's based on me being a personal trainer since 1996. I push away 99% of people because I'm so honest with them about their health and fitness. 100% push them away. And I'd rather do that, tell them the truth, than enable their bad habits. And people are like, you got over 400 million views on YouTube across your channels, but you don't have that many subscribers. Why is that? It's because I tell people the absolute truth, unsubscribe. I've got the views from them, unsubscribe, you know? So with my amount of, if I was a fake fuck and just say, hey guys, love you, you know, all this bullshit, and just lied to people, with over 400 million views, I'd at least have a million subscribers, at least a million. But I'd rather be honest, okay? Rather be honest when it comes to health and fitness. So if you come to me and ask a question in my coaching group, you're going to get the exact answer you need. The exact guaranteed results. I guarantee results. I guarantee weight loss results. I guarantee health results, especially when it comes to digestion. All right? Even just something as simple as squatting on the toilet. Google up squatting on the toilet benefits. All right? Now make sure there's no crack in the toilet, because if you stand and it cracks, then you're getting a crack, you know. But it's Google up squatting on the toilet benefits. That instantly, that's a game changer, okay? Google up food combining rules. Food combining rules. And then go and ask your doctor, ask your specialist who's Harvard trained. Does squatting on the toilet help digestion? Does food combining matter? No, it doesn't. That's quackery. No, it doesn't. Here's the bill, $680. Cash or card. Wait, go see Merv in the waiting room. They'll take care of you. Next, please. Oh, you're still here? Don't ask me questions. You know? Well, you get two questions max. See you later. You know, have you ever been to these health professionals and you feel like you want to ask questions, but that's what it's about, isn't it? You can't even... Either you can't ask questions or there's the assumption you don't ask questions in the doctors. You just listen. All right? You don't learn about what's going on. You just listen. You just shut up and listen and boom, follow orders. Which is, I can understand, that's great if the person's advice is legit, you know? But otherwise, you're in a bad situation. So there you go. Crohn's is not curable. It doesn't matter what you eat, all right? It doesn't matter what you take. It doesn't matter your lifestyle. Your digestive health is just genetics. It's just luck of the draw. All right?